So the bottom line here is he could have gone, but he couldn't bring his campaign staff. He couldn't bring all the hangers on. He couldn't have this be a campaign event and a photo op for him. And I stand by my position that this is why he didn't go. And it just shows where his priorities are. And this whole, you know, everything was well orchestrated, all the timing, you know, for example, even the release of the note that he put at the Western Wall, that was all leaked to the press. And that was a big deal as well. Everything choreographed, all the TV cameras in place for every single step of the visit. And meanwhile, you know, the troops were put, you know, aside because, well, there wasn't any benefit politically, and he'd be better off spending that time working out. Now, I think that suggests that John McCain is right, that he was wrong not to visit the troops. There's never an excuse not to visit them. And if he wants to be commander-in-chief, that should have been his top priority, not whether or not he can get a photo op out of this thing.